Welcome, everyone. And again, this is Chris Atwood. I'm the features editor with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise magazine. And now I'll turn it over to you, to your host for tonight's call, our Passion Series call, the author of The Passion Test, Janet Atwood. Janet?
Thanks, Chris. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Passions of Real Life Legends. I'm the cover editor for Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. If you've been on these calls before, you know our focus is on passion, and twice a month we interview people who have been incredibly successful in their own lives in discovering and living their passions so you can become clear on how you can live your own passions and give your unique gifts. Passion is a key ingredient which brings fulfillment in life, and before we begin, I'd like to share this quote which really struck home for me from renowned author Soren Kierkegaard. God has given each of us our marching orders. Our purpose here on earth is to find those orders and carry them out. Those orders acknowledge our special gifts. So let's discover our marching orders, okay? Tonight I'm so pleased to introduce you to Paul Sheely, the chairman of Learning Strategies Corporation. Paul co-founded Learning Strategies in 1981, and over the past 24 years has built a company which is the premier provider of self-improvement, education, and health programs. Paul holds a master's degree in learning and human development. He's an expert in neuro-linguistic programming, accelerated learning, and pre-conscious processing. He has used his knowledge and skills to develop groundbreaking ways of learning from audio programs. I first met Paul when Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame invited both of us to be founding members of the Transformational Leadership Council. I quickly understood why Jack thinks so highly of Paul, and I'm excited to introduce him to all of you. He's just, I like to call him the samurai of our group. And as a special consideration for our Passion Series listeners, Paul is giving a special gift to all of you tonight, which I'll announce before the end of the call, so stay tuned. I'm also honored to introduce our co-host this evening, who is another founding member of the Transformational Leadership Council and a dear friend. Hale Dwoskin is CEO and president of Sedona Training Associates and author of the New York Times bestselling book, The Sedona Method, Your Key to Lasting Happiness, Success, Peace, and Emotional Well-Being. I encourage all of you to go to www.sedona.com to learn more about the Sedona Method. Hale and Paul, thank you both for being with us tonight. Paul, let me ask you the first question. Can you tell us about your passion? And then, Hale, will you take over from there?
I would say my greatest passion has always been for the transformational possibilities of the human being. I know that we're born with magnificent capacities, genius abilities, and we commonly really accept far less of who we are and live from a place of many self-defeating behaviors, many self-limiting thoughts and feelings about what's possible. So I found early on that I was passionate about living my own life to the fullest. If there was a core value that I had, why I came in to this world, it was really to experience the fullness of who I am in this physical form of a human being. And if we really lived, what would be possible for us? If we had no limitations about what we could do, what would we discover about who we are? And so from an early age, I really found myself facing challenges and saying, yes, I will proceed even when a lot of my own feelings and beliefs are stop, run away, get out of here as quickly as you can. So I've found my own personal journey taking me to places in my own psyche, dark places in my own beliefs about who I am, and really shedding some light on it and saying, who's really in here? Who is this that is at the core of my life? And so I found that my passion in business has been to create an environment in which people can, in fact, tap into that fullness of who they are, to reclaim the genius abilities that they had prior to someone, including themselves, talking them out of it. So many of us go to school and get talked out of what's possible. We believe in our failures. We believe in what we cannot do more strongly than what's really possible. As Buckminster Fuller put it, he said in the foreword to Maria Montessori's book, he said out of 10,000 children, by the time they reach the ninth grade, 9,999 of them would have been de-geniused. And only as a result of very well-meaning and well-intentioned adults saying, oh, you can't do that, I've got to teach you, I've got to instruct you in that. So many of us get shut down. And so my passion really is what's possible and how can we find better and better ways not only to tap into that fullness of who we are that really exists at the core of who we are, but then also realizing that we can apply that magnificence in all areas of our lives.
Well, I have to say, based on my experience of feedback from my customers and people do the Sedona Method, and my own experience of you as a person and your programs, I have to say you've done a very good job of living your passion.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're an inspiration to be around, and you're just a terrific guy, and you're just a living example of what it is that you're trying to communicate. So my hat's off, even though I don't wear hats, my hat's off to you as a living example of exactly what you're talking about. But can you tell us a little bit about how your company Learning Strategies came into being?
Well, I kind of fell into almost all of it backwards. It's sort of the story of my life. I'm facing one way, I fall in backwards and discover what I was supposed to be doing there.
Right.
And I was going to the University of Minnesota in biological sciences, where I got my undergraduate degree in biology. And about midway through, somewhere around my sophomore year, 19 years old, my mother calls up and says, there is a woman that has spoken at a real estate company talking about self-hypnosis, and she just called me. She said she has a couple of doctors of psychology from Michigan who want to study hypnotism, learn clinical practices of hypnotism. She needs some more people to fill out her course. Would you be interested in taking a class on how to hypnotize? Well, I was a yogi meditator. I was teaching hatha yoga at a local meditation center. I was into self-development, mind control, and that. So I was kind of in that genre already, and I thought, you know, I'm free this weekend, why don't I check it out? Well, this woman was, her name was Zula, which I think is such a great name for hypnotist. Zula. She was a stage hypnotist turned clinician, because she really felt that stage hypnotism led people down the wrong path and was aggressive to one's own psyche. So she was a clinical practitioner at the oldest established hypnosis practice in the Twin Cities. She was told by a medical doctor she had 2 months to live because she was dying of inoperable liver cancer. And on the weekend that I met her, it was 5 years since she had been given that diagnosis. So she had really had been using her mind to overcome the pain and everything associated with her cancer. But she took me under her wing, and she said, Paul, you could be great at this. So as a part-time job in summers and during my school year, I was doing individual consultations using hypnosis as the hypnosis center. And after my graduation, I became the executive director of the hypnosis center. Now, one of my professors at U is the president of the Psychological Association head of the psych department at the University of Minnesota said, you know, I have a friend who's in the business of human development. Why don't you go check him out? Well, they hired me. It was an international training and development company, and they hired me to take over their special interest programs, which meant mind stuff, which is what I was most into, you know, anything to do with what's possible in there.
Right.
So I was as a graduate in biological sciences, I was the director of a human development division of an international training and development company.
How old were you at that time?
That was 22.
Ferocious guy, aren't you?
Well, you know, it was sort of funny. They called me the spooky guy because they couldn't figure out how I knew so much at such a young age. But, you know, when you're so passionate about this kind of thing, it's literally, you're magnetized to draw these kinds of resources to you. When it's something that you really want, it comes your way. It's just the way the universe works. So when that company was bought by an even larger international company, which everybody would know, and I won't mention, but when they bought that company, they didn't want the human development division. So I jumped out of there, and about two blocks down the road, using the rollover fifth line, which we were using at the Institute, I started business as Learning Strategies Corporation with a colleague that I had hired to work with me at the Institute, and we hit the ground running. Now, at that time, I was trained as a neurolinguistic programmer. In 1977, I took my first workshop from someone who had studied with Van Leeren Grinder, and then in 78, spent 5 days with the developers of neurolinguistic programming down in Kansas City, and the first residential credentialing program in Santa Cruz in 1980, I was there for 21 days, the following year for 28 days, and that was my beginning of really understanding this technology of hypnosis for the first time, because here, neurolinguistic programming, if anybody's aware of what this is, it's really the study of how our reality is constructed. And it gave a language to what I had been witnessing as a professional hypnotist for all these years. And one of the things that I discovered early on in hypnosis is that, hey, the goal here is not to place people in trances, it's to wake them up from the trances they're in. And this really came as an epiphany to me when I was working really in the early days. I was just 19 years old. Zula called me up and said a youth group called up from a synagogue, and they have 40 kids, and they want a demonstration of hypnosis. I said, Zula, you're out of your mind. I can't do it. What am I doing? It's not a possibility. She said, don't worry about it. They'll pay $150 for a 45-minute presentation. Now, that sounded interesting. It's a 19-year-old trying to get back
home. Man, that was a lot of money.
That was outrageous.
That's great.
You know, so I thought, okay, tell me what I need to know. And one of the things that I did, I had a group of kids, 10 of them that were volunteers, and I placed this one kid in a nice trance and said, your foot's glued to the floor, you can't move it. He could not move his foot. It's absolutely glued to the floor. I said, you could try to tell me your name, but you can't do it. Try. He could not say his name. It was impossible. And at that moment, instead of saying, oh my gosh, hypnosis works, oh my gosh, this is really happening, what I realized is, oh my gosh, this is what we do to ourselves every day. We take perfectly reasonable resources and we throw them out the window because we accept this one simple thought, I cannot. And once the thought, I cannot, is accepted, that's our reality. And you see, years later, in learning neurolinguistic programming, they gave a language to help to understand the boundaries of what a reality is. A reality is a result of the brain's processing that deletes, distorts, and generalizes what is coming to us. So we create a map of reality that is far less than what's really going on. You see, once we have put these ideas in our map that, oh, this is an area of my life I can't do, that's the reality that our life is based on. So from age 19, I realized, this is my mission, is to not put people into trances, but to wake them up from those trances where they think they can't do something. That the fullness of who they are isn't available. That's not the case. It's absolutely available. And it's within one thought of wherever you are at any moment in time.
That's fabulous. That sounds so accurate. I love that. So, can you give us just a little more insight into just how that work has evolved for you over the years, and what are some of the things that you've been doing as you've developed all the learning strategies that's bringing that to people?
Well, again, I think I have to rely on this idea of falling it into, falling into it backwards, because as a company, we set up as sort of three things simultaneously, doing individual consultations using neurolinguistic programming, then doing open enrollment public seminars and communication skills and personal development, things like that, and then in-company consulting. So we would get jobs with, here I was, 26 years old. I was working in some of the most conservative Midwest businesses, giant companies, power generating utilities, Honeywell, was a huge corporation here in the Twin Cities. We were in five different divisions doing human development courses for their employees, and creativity problem solving and negotiation, delegation, things like this. And I was working with people who had been in the company 35 years. I was only 26 years old at this time. So, I mean, the insights of hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming gave me such a core understanding. Can you imagine spending literally thousands of hours with a person sitting in front of you in trance states, accessing resources within them? I mean, what a gift the universe gave me that I could have this experience from such an early age, when regressing people through surgeries that they had and seeing that they knew every single thing that happened, even though they were in complete general anesthesia. So, you know, here I understand that the human mind is always functioning. Consciousness is the meditative traditions from the Himalayas talk about it. All there is consciousness and bliss, and that thou art. So as that is a basis, then the question is always, well, how do we use our consciousness to reveal that bliss, that immense power that we really are? And if consciousness is being twisted to say that they can't do something, hey, let's open up the game. So whenever somebody at a corporation would come to me and say, Paul, could you design a well, the first answer would always be, well, yes, of course I could. I don't know how, but I'll figure it out. I remember the University of North Florida called up and they said, we've been told that you're the man we should go to teach higher order thinking in the classroom, and wonder if you could work with our 60 mentor teachers up here. We're on an AT&T grant. We've got $400,000. And this year, the speaker is going to talk about integrating higher order thinking in the classroom. Can you do it? Yes, absolutely. Again, what are the dates? Okay, that's terrific. Before we finish the call, I said, now, I just have one question. What do you mean? Integrate higher order thinking in the classroom. I had no clue what she was talking about. But once she explained it, I said, oh, yeah, I could do that. That's exactly it. So, you know, I designed a program. Like, somebody called me up. It's IDS American Express here in the Twin Cities. It's the largest skyscraper in Minneapolis. And an information systems data processing group said, could you design a program using accelerated learning, which I studied, that would help us do speed reading? Rather than spending 30 hours in an Evelyn Woods type program, could you develop a course for us that would do it in half the time? That's how a course called photo reading was developed. As a part of my master's degree, that was a great project. Plus, this is the work I was in, is designing and delivering courses. So we designed it, and oh my gosh, I mean, this was going to be a phenomenal course. What if we launched this for the general public? So photo reading, now it's in 18 languages, published in 18 languages, as you know, and it's a home study course, and it's a live seminar, it's a retreat, it's all kinds of things. It's a huge part of our business. But I didn't set out, Hale, to create a reading program. Someone asked, could I do that?
Right.
And so I come to so many of these things with a fresh, naive, if you will, perspective, or what the Buddhists talk about is a beginner's mind.
Right.
So I'm not limited by experts in the field who say you can't do this.
Right.
I just find a way for it to be done.
Right.
There is a way. There's always a way.
There always is.
Yeah.
Can you give us just some other examples of how how you've been called forth to create such wonderful things in your, as you've been developing learning strategies.
Well, I'll say that one of the most interesting of all was, here I was in 1976. I was walking on the university campus as a student, undergrad student at the university, and suddenly it occurred to me, a voice came to me that said, you're going to have a business that's going to develop a set of unique audio programs that people can listen to, tap into resources that are within them, and apply those for the benefit of their lives. It's going to be an international company. You'll have this many employees. You'll do this much money each year. And I thought, where did that come from? I mean, I knew it was my own higher mind speaking, but again, it was, I was being called forth to do this. Well, we had the opportunity to work with individual clients, and I actually had one of my business partners guide a relaxation technique and in one microphone, and I had another microphone in my fingers and was guiding them through an NLP change process. So we were two voices coming into this person's mind at the same time. I was on one side of the person, my partner was on the other side of the person. And this particular individual wanted to quit smoking. He was going to go into oral surgery and figured maybe he could use this technique to quit smoking while he was in surgery, come out, and never want another cigarette for as long as he lived. So we did this sort of two-part, listen to it in both sides of your head. Then he wore his little cassette player throughout the surgery. And that tape would play over and over again as he was sitting there. He quit smoking after 30 years and never smoked again. And I kept track of him for about 8 or 9 years after that. Never had another cigarette, never had a desire. Another woman who was brain injured and had a traumatic head injury, closed head injury, and the psychologist said she's uneducable. She would never really be able to learn anything beyond what she knew up until now. Well, she wanted to. In fact, she wanted to get her master's degree. Did the same thing. We did this sort of dual voice process. And as a result of that, she went on, completed her master's degree, was able to move to another city and be gainfully employed. I mean, it was, she really said, this is what completely changed her life. So here I was, that original business partner left in 1985, and I met my current business partner, Pete Bissonnette, who you know, Dale, good friend, he's a good friend. And in 1988, Pete said to me, Paul, you know what we need? We need some audio cassette programs. Well, there it was. Everything was set for me to launch what we call now the paraliminal technology. This is a unique blend of audio and digital effects that allow me to speak to both sides of your brain simultaneously. Nothing is subliminal. There's nothing below the threshold of your conscious awareness. You actually hear everything, but you process it beyond your conscious mind's ability to process. And it turns out your non-conscious mind processes millions of times more information than your conscious mind could ever even approach. And so we really rely on these capacities using accelerated learning and pre-conscious processing and this to use this paraliminal technology. It's the unique technology in the world. And about 1 million people have purchased this line of audio cassettes or audio CDs now.
Right. So tell me a little bit more. Can you go in a little more in depth and maybe even give an example of what, a little more of the theory about paraliminal, so just give us an example of what might be, on any particular topic, what might be, what we might be hearing in both ears.
Sure. Well, I'll give you an example. We have 22 paraliminals in the line. We've released them as something called the Ultimate You Library. And
I know, I have it at home.
Okay. One of the exciting things about the re-release is that we added a frequency track that facilitates the brain actually going into the state. It's the Hall of Sync audio technology that Bill Harris developed. So, but let me give you an example of
sure.
It's called Get Around to It. The idea is to eliminate procrastination. How many of us really avoid doing the things we know we're perfectly capable of doing, but we keep throwing other things in front? You know, well, one of the things that I realized over the years of working with individual clients is that people really are capable of developing compulsions. We're magnificently able to develop a compulsion, a fixation on something. Well, what if we could contextualize? What if we could take that ability and just for this one thing, have a compulsion to get it done and then let the compulsion go? So over the years, I worked on that, and then when Pete said to me, well, we need a tape on procrastination, great. I've got just the protocol that we can put together for this and called it Get Around to It. And I gave it to one of my master trainers of photo reading to test it out once I first produced it, before we actually produced it for the general public. She was a dive instructor for the Professional Dive Association, and she had about a year and a half of records that she needed to file. You know, as part of her certification, she needs to keep files on everybody she trained. They were piled up all over her house, so she thought, well, this would be a great test for this. I'll just listen to the Get Around to It, and then in the morning, this is on a weekend, in the morning I'll get up and I'll file all these things. She went to sleep listening to the recording. Next morning she woke up, really felt refreshed. Of course, this is a wonderful thing. If you go to bed relaxed, your sleep is so much better. So yeah, when you wake up, you feel better, you know? So she woke up, she really felt great. She got up, she thought, okay, well, I'll get to all this filing. She couldn't find any of the materials. They were all banished from her room. She thought, what the heck went on here? So she thought, just like she went over to the file cabinet, pulled it open, everything was filed. She had gotten up in the middle of the night, filed everything, got it done, and went back to bed. And when she woke up, she didn't even remember until she saw the filing done. She realized that that's what had happened. But when she woke up, it was so natural. It was, you see, when you have a well-integrated change occur, it should feel as if you did it yourself. It's not Paul Shuey's doing this for you. You know,
or that you've always been that way.
Exactly. This should be a natural capacity that you can access at any time. So why should it feel like somebody else is doing this for you? And so I remember people calling up saying, you know, I don't really get much out of audio programs. I just feel that they don't really work for me. So I'm wondering which ones would work for me of yours. Well, this is a double bind. He's telling you that audio programs don't work, and now he wants another in a long line of audio programs that won't work for him. Yeah, so I said to him, first of all, let's get something straight. No audio programs work. If anybody tells you that this program is going to change you, run, because they don't. You change you. The audio programs are guides. They facilitate a natural change that occurs from within you. And so using this unique technology that I developed, the feeling of that change is so natural, it's so from within you, that it's you know that you did it. And every one of them start out with you making this choice for you. So what's so fun about these is, you know, that fellow ended up buying several and calling back and say, these are the first audio programs that have ever worked for me. And so we just like the idea, you don't want to go into trance, you want to wake up from the trance. It's keeping you from what's already so about who you are, which is what I love about your work, Hale, as well. I mean, you... through the Sedona method, you keep bringing people back to who they already are.
And that's the easiest thing to do.
Isn't it? It doesn't have to be tough.
Oh, I know.
You know, if you had the best hypnotist in the world snap their fingers and you dropped into trance, So what?
Yeah,
exactly. What if the best hypnotist in the world could snap their fingers and you wake up from the trances that have kept you from your life up until now? You
right,
see?
Right.
And all that programming that went in, you see, so things like our deep relaxation, people say, I can't rest at night. Well, I can tell you the story. Here's what you do. The reason you can't get to sleep is about 11 o'clock or midnight or 1 o'clock when you finally lay down after the busy day, what do? Your mind races at a million miles an hour. It's the first time all day you've had any time yourself. So use it, but there's a point of diminishing returns. After about 45 minutes of running all these thoughts, you're not getting anywhere.
Right. I sometimes don't watch some of the news.
But then you look at the clock and what do you say? Oh my gosh, it's so late. I'm going to wake up exhausted tomorrow, right?
You get to be right.
Exactly. So then they go to sleep exhausted, feeling and programming their mind for waking up exhausted, and they wake up at about 4 in the morning, and what do they say? Oh my gosh, this is going to be horrible tomorrow. I'm going to drag all day long. You see, I mean, it's just from the beginning, they're setting themselves up for complete misery. So what the deep relaxation tape does, brings you into this gorgeous place where you're just so relaxed. I mean, to every fiber of your being, totally relaxed. Your mind absolutely calm, and from that place, you can choose to come out and go on with your day, or just go right from here, right into sleep. And you know, I had created several audio programs prior to deep relaxation. One that my son listened to from age about 5 was called Self-Esteem Supercharger. And he said, Dad, could you make a paraliminal that doesn't wake me up at the end? Because at the end of most of them, I say, wide awake, alert, feeling great. He'd pop his eyes open, and he'd be wide awake when he wanted to go to sleep. So I actually created that ending on his request. Well, it's been such a fabulous release for so many people, and they really... You know, when you get to really deeply relax, there is so much fabulous resource that comes from you. But when you're running on empty all the time, it's so tough. I created one called the 10-Minute Supercharger. There was a top performing salesperson in his field. This guy was so far beyond anybody else in his industry. It was astounding. But there was a cost to that. I mean, he would be running full tilt all day long. He'd come home, and he'd really have to download everything that he learned during the day so he could be prepared for the next day. And he had a family, and he had a wife, he had children. And
well, just barely, it sounds like.
Yeah, he couldn't be with them, exactly. So he said, is there something? I had worked with his wife, and she had fabulous results for the things that she wanted, and she said, you know, maybe you could work with him. I actually was a little intimidated when he showed up because, you know, he was this big, macho sales master of the universe. And he was such a pussycat when he realized, you know, how absolutely unresourceful he would become every day. So I created a protocol right there on the spot that helped him. We called it the buffer zone transition tape. Where you would come home, everybody would know, Dad's going to the bedroom, he's listening to this tape, it's 10 minutes long, he'd come out, not only would his mind have taken everything in day and just settled it in, but he would replenish himself with energy reservoirs from the inside out, and then he would clear his mind so he could continue his evening absolutely fresh, feeling great. Well, years later, Ernest Rossi wrote a book about something called ultradian rhythms. He said, if we could find a way to take a nap for about 20 minutes at certain times during the day, we could go full tilt all day long and feel fantastic. Well, that's what happens. You listen to this 10-minute supercharger, and then for the next 10 minutes, all that kind of settles in and settles through. And 10 minutes after you've listened to it, you are fabulously supercharged. It's astounding. Well, that became one of our first recordings, and it was designed for the executive. Put it in your desk, you know, right next to you. Put the phone on hold. Put your headphones on. Listen to this. You'll feel fabulous all day. This This one recording has absolutely saved my life more times than I can tell you. For students, the personal genius, for people who need to get up and perform for others on things that they've learned, the memory supercharger. We've got so many. I mean, there, as I said, there's 22 of them. One of the ones that I absolutely adore is called Prosperity. It's about opening the flow to prosperity consciousness and the flow of abundance into your life. Some of the stories that have come out of that one are just those miracle stories. You know, you listen to it a couple of days later, there's a big check in the mail.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. You know, you can't promote it because it's just too outrageous.
Oh, come on. With this group, you can. I'm sure they're used to it. Okay. Humor us with a guy. I love those. We get those here all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
So let's humor us. Tell us a couple of those stories.
Oh, well, you know, it's so funny that the person who's absolutely convinced that they're out of money, they can't do it, they need a car, they need a job, whatever it might be.
Sure.
And, you know, they'll listen to the prosperity session in the evening, and the next day they get a call from an uncle wants to give them a car that they're getting out of.
Right.
You know, all you have to do is just pay the, you know, we'll sign it over to you, pay the taxes. And it's just dropped in their lap, and the thing that they had thought of prior to going to sleep listening to this was to get a new car.
Right.
And they didn't specify a type of car. They just said reliable transportation.
Right.
Another woman who needed a certain amount of money, and 2 days after she listened for that purpose, a check was in her mailbox. And what is so strange about it, it was within a few hundred dollars of exactly the thousands of dollars she needed.
And it was,
yeah, but it was given anonymously to her. This is what was so remarkable about it. And I don't know if people pay forward or, you know, angels made it appear in her mailbox or what, but stories like that that are just so...
But, you know, what you're talking about is just something that's just... When you get yourself out of the way, which is what the paraliminals do, and they help to get the conscious mind and all our self-sabotage out of the way. When you start to dissolve that, the universe wants to take care of you, and it's doing its best every second. The problem is we're running interference.
Yes, exactly right. And, you know, and that's that idea of being, I mentioned it earlier, about being a magnet for what you're passionate about.
Right.
You know, when you give the mind the proper impetus to do so, it will find the best ways and means to bring you what you want. But if you give it the statement that I cannot do this, then you've given the mind the assignment to find the proof of that in the world around you. And so it becomes your living reality. What cannot happen in your life becomes your living reality. The moment that you dissolve that, as you say, you turn on this law of attraction. You become the magnet to bring to you everything that the universe is sitting there waiting to give you, because that is your divine nature. It is who you are at your core. All of it is possible.
Yep, yep. Hey, let's go back to something I mentioned a little earlier. Can you give us, I mean, I could talk about, and we probably will talk more about all the different paraliminals, but can you just, I think it would be helpful for the listeners to hear just a short piece of any of the ones you described, or any, maybe even one that's not on the tape right now, but just so they get a sense of the type of messages. I think that would demystify it a little bit and make it more appealing.
Well,
they'd be hearing it.
Let me kind of put it this way, because, you know, the best way, I mean, we're so excited about the paraliminal technology that we have a satisfaction guarantee on every single one of them.
Sure.
This was from the very first release of the very first audio cassette back in 1988. We have given absolutely complete, unconditional satisfaction guarantee on all of them.
And so, you have a very low return rate as far as I know.
It's phenomenally low.
Right.
I mean, and we track industry standards, So, yeah, it's phenomenally low. People really do love this technology. But let me tell you how I constructed them.
Good. And that's a good start.
Okay, so each one of them has essentially five parts to them.
Great.
The first part is an introduction. And really understand that all of these are plug and play. I mean, it's not like you have to learn something first before these work for you.
Now, that's one of the cool things about it. That you just put it in, and it just starts tapping your natural abilities.
Exactly. Yeah. So the first is really that, okay, here's the opportunity. What is the choice you want to make? So a person might say, they listen to positive relationships or personal genius or ideal weight. They might have the new behavior generator, which is like a self-improvement course in a single audio session. It's phenomenal. A new behavior. What is the behavior you would most like to be able to have generated automatically and spontaneously in your life right now? Who is a model of that behavior that you know? And are you sure that this is what you want? So in essence, you're establishing your intention right up front.
And you get it, you're buying into it too. It's not just establishing it.
Well, certainly. I mean, it is. You're setting your intention very clearly.
Right.
So, and because your contract with me is, hey, Paul, this is what I want for me. You're becoming exceedingly clear about it. Now, if you could go into the psychological realm and discuss, well, what's really going to happen in here? There is rich literature on this, and phenomenal learning capacities are available to us in something called deep transidentification. So if we could select a behavior, having seen that behavior generated by any human being in the world, your brain has something called mirror neurons and can actually fire off the exact same neurons in your brain that person fires off in their brain. And this research is really very recently coming out, but those of us who understood hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming knew that this was a capacity of people from the very get-go. And Milton Erickson wrote about this for years, Dr. Milton Erickson. So,
but it also goes back thousands of years, as you mentioned earlier, because that's kind of your background too, is back in the Eastern traditions also. That's part of the reason that there's such a benefit of watching someone ahead of you on the path.
Exactly. This is called modeling. The
right.
Human brain is an expert modeler.
Right.
And it does it, it makes a model of the world by deletion, distortion, and generalization. But if we took those limiters off and said, okay, here's the behavior. Now, brain, you know how to generate those behaviors. Bring it forth. So, in essence, the setup in the beginning is saying, okay, what is the behavior? Are you sure this is what you want? Let's get started. So then there's a brief relaxation that takes you into what we call an accelerated learning state. Now, it's not a trance state. Trance is a limited focus of awareness within. What we're talking about is an expanded internal awareness, not a limited one. So this isn't an authoritarian hypnotist saying, do this. You know, this is an invitation from an expanded awareness inside of you. So guiding you into this relaxed state of awareness, you actually open up your inner eyes, your inner feelings, your inner ears, and you expand into that awareness. And my voice is set to a background of music that was all originally scored for these. They're set to the tone center of my voice, and they're set to the rhythm and pace of my voice. And it goes from something more rhythmic and, you know, upbeat and dominant at the beginning to something much more ambient and much more open and expansive, almost cinematic, if you would, you know, very expansive internal state. And my voice actually begins, through digital effects, begins to move. And the movement is so remarkable, and people really comment on this. It sounds like instead of my voice being out here, it suddenly moves inside of the head.
Right. I've experienced that listening to your
program. Yeah. It's fun. It's an amazing thing that this is the result of the sophistication of digital audio and being able to position where the source and where the reflected sound comes from in which ear. So these are all carefully sculpted this way. And what happens is my voice begins to split into two voices where one voice goes into the right ear and one goes into the left ear, and they start to pan separate into the separate ears. And at first, it sounds like it's just my voice continuing first one ear and then the other, but then suddenly the voices begin telling different messages. And the way this works, and this is where we start with what we call the change work. So we've got the introduction, we've got this induction into this more expansive state, now we've got the change work. The change work, in one ear, the left ear, you're receiving a message for the right brain. And the right, because we're cross-laterally wired, so the right ear is associated with the left brain, and what happens is the right hemisphere, okay, the message, what did I just say? The left ear is going to the right brain, so the left
we're going into trance state, you've got to be careful.
No, we've got the right brain, the left ear is going into the right brain. And so this is all indirectly encouraging the integration of what you're learning through a metaphor, through a story. The right ear is getting message for the left brain, and the left brain is a step-by-step process that you're going through to actually make the particular change that you committed to. And so it's guiding you through all of the steps of what we would call the new behavior generator. It's a three-part process that allows you to bring this representation into mind, test it to make sure it's your step into this, integrate it fully in your life, all the while the other ear is kind of encouraging this through a metaphor. Now, what's happening is a sentence fragment in the left ear and a sentence fragment in the right ear makes a complete sentence. But because they're different messages, this sort of third message is going into a non-conscious processor of you. And, you know, there is in the U.S., we had, like, Campbell's Soup, for example. They had a little jingle. I love my Campbell's Soup. And the other part of the jingle is, soup is good food. Well, the way they made that message is, I love my Campbell's Soup is good food. And so what's happening is that there's this message that Campbell's Soup is good food, but they never said that. You see? They took two sentence fragments, but the message that goes into the non-conscious processor is this other message. So each one of these scripts is very carefully designed to do exactly that. So there's this message from the left, supported by the message from the right brain, and then there's this additional level of messaging that's going in, that's being processed at a much more powerful level than your conscious mind is capable of. And this much more powerful part of you is the accelerated learner. It is the genius self. It is this more magnificent capacity that is your natural state that you have consciously talked yourself out of all these years. So as a result, then, after this change work process, there's an integration where the two voices that have now been against the background of, like, the ocean or a beautiful countryside stream, this is a very full sensory sound that's in both ears simultaneously. This comes into an integration process, and here your brain now is in a theta to a delta state. It's a very deep kind of processing. And in the early days of studying hypnosis, I discovered that that's the place that most of the change really occurs. When you just let go and let your mind do it for you. Well, now, because you've already gone through this process here, it's just such a wonderful, I'm talking to you in a way that's saying all of these resources that are a part of you already are now spontaneously available and automatically used by you in all the appropriate settings whenever you want or need them. And this is so true. I mean, when I'm speaking this, I'm speaking from a place of absolutely knowing that this is the truth about who you are. And when people hear this, I mean, they really sense it. They say, you know, Paul, your voice is amazing because you just are, it's like you're speaking right to me. You're not talking over me or at me. It's you're speaking from inside of what I know to be true. And then the return process, which is the fifth part, is just a returning to a more outwardly directed state. And I will say that there are people who turn on these recordings and they fall asleep.
Right, right.
And they say, well, what do I do? You know, I fall asleep to this. Is it really having an effect? And I say, well, do you notice that you awaken when I start counting forward from 1 to 5? They say, yeah, I always, by the end of the recording, I'm always awake. Well, how could you have done that if you're asleep? You're responding to what I'm asking you to do, which is to return to a fully aware state out here. If you're asleep, you wouldn't hurt it. You weren't asleep. You were actually in a state of processing beyond your conscious mind's ability. And so, you know, back to this idea, all there is consciousness and bliss, and that thou art. So if all you are is consciousness, then I can speak to that consciousness that is you, whether you're in wakefulness, dream, sleep, or this fourth state that the Himalayan masters would talk about, this fourth state that people go to when they're in a meditative state, a much more...
They call it samadhi.
Exactly. This is the place of infinite resource. You know there is no need in your life. You are at one with the true presence and power that you are. And in that state, you see, that's where the learning happens. And this is, you know, at the deepest part of this technology, there is that connection of you to you. And, hey, that's what I'm most passionate about.
Right.
So people who come to
life.
Yeah, exactly. And so people who come to this kind of technology also are very passionate about it, and they love giving them to friends. They say, you know, you've got to hear this. This is really amazing. There was a woman who came up to me when I spoke the first time in London. I gave a day-long workshop for graduates of the home study course of photo reading. And a woman came up to me and said, Paul, I just want to introduce myself. 2.5 years ago, I started listening to your Perfect Health tape. And I had a cancer, and none of the doctors gave me any hope of surviving it. And I think that saved my life. She said, I know that you saved my life. And it was humbling because at the moment she said that, I knew that it wasn't true, that she had saved her life. That what I was able to provide is a template of facilitation, a catalyst, if anything, to bring her back to who she knew she was, what her body knew was capable. The integrity of her body was able to come through. And even though there was nobody else that could give testimony of the possibility, she understood that there was a possibility beyond what all those sense testimonies from medical doctors had given her. And so I've had that privilege of working with so many people in healing scenarios as well that I just know that there's such a fabulous power within all of us, and we can really tap it. We can really be a part of it, bring it into our lives.
Yeah, it's very inspiring to when you help people move forward in that way. It is humbling because he realizes it has nothing to do with you.
It's
everything you've been describing tonight is most of it you never would even would have thought of if it was up to you. It's all just been brought forth through you. You just made yourself a really good vehicle, which is just fabulous. So, couple other things that I want to make sure we cover. Have you let us know all the different topics that the paraliminals cover?
No, there's a bunch more.
Well, which other ones? There are any other ones you want to mention?
Yeah, there's a great one called Anxiety Free, and a lot of people say, "Why?" I don't necessarily. I'm not an anxious person, but from time to time, yeah, when I think about my future, I imagine the worst possible scenario. Well, Anxiety Free actually trains you to project the best forward so that you're always kind of living forward out of a place of possibility. The belief recording is phenomenal. Automatic Pilot, which overcomes self-sabotage.
But hold on a second. Tell me a little bit more about the belief process.
Well, beliefs, you see, are actually a result of three significant emotional events that occur in your life. The first one that hits is called the initial sensitizing event. The next one is a similar event, now that your mind is sort of predisposed to notice it.
Right, right.
And this can happen when you're 3 years old, you know, it doesn't matter when, but...
Well, it does happen.
Exactly. So now you're alert to it, your nervous system is alert to it. This is called a symptom-producing event. So now your brain and body start relying on this belief to operate in the world, to keep you safe and to keep your life working. And then the third is what's called a symptom intensifying event, and this is when it becomes a problem. Now you're stuck. You know, you've got some nervous behavior or you've got some bad way of being with people, so your relationships are turning off all the time. You have some self-defeating belief that prevents you from succeeding in an area of your life. You know, you know that you're capable, but for some reason you just can't seem to accomplish what you want. Well, what we do is we unplug those three events on the first part of the recording, and then the second recording within this belief paraliminal is about establishing a self-enhancing belief instead of a self-defeating belief by going through essentially a process of stepping into situations of these three events. So literally any belief can be established because you're the master of it. You've
right.
created every belief you live by. And if you're going to have one, why not have it be self-enhancing?
Why not?
Why do you have a self-limiting one? I mean, it seems obvious and we're giggling about it, but as we know, sometimes one can sneak up on us.
That's for sure. They're pretty insidious.
Oh, yeah.
They really are. So I interrupted you. What was it I slowed you down. What was the one you said right after that?
Automatic pilot, which is about, you know, overcoming self-sabotage. Instantaneous personal magnetism. I got to tell you, the title of that came up from a book that was written in 1910. I'm a fanatic for collecting old books on mind stuff.
Right, right.
And actually, this fabulous protocol was described in there. And so this recording is profound. It's about building a charismatic personality. Instantaneous personal magnetism. Isn't that a great title?
I love that title.
I mentioned memory supercharger. New history generator. Does something in your history stop you from moving forward? I remember one woman really felt bad that her father died when she was a girl.
She had always wished
her father hadn't. Well, she went through this, and her life completely changed because she realized that she could have a history. All of our histories, by the way, are a result of memories we have that are deletions, distortions, and generalizations. In other words, they're maps that are partially correct, but only partially correct. So, in essence, every memory is made up.
Right.
As long as you're going to have a made-up memory, you might as well make it work for you.
Might as well.
Because that's exactly what this one is about.
So how is that different than the one on belief?
Well, this one has to do with actually reviewing your history. It's a protocol I developed called the Fourth Path, where you can see your history overall from the time of your birth to the time of now. And so you get to really see the mental flexibility you have generating. So as opposed to focusing in on a belief,
I see.
You really develop a neural flexibility for creating your life in the moment wherever you are on any one thing. So anytime that the title says generator in it, like new behavior generator, new history generator, new option generator, these have very pervasive effects across all the contexts of your life, as opposed to some like ideal weight or smoke-free, which are designed for a specific context, something that you want to accomplish. Prosperity, you focus on something that you want to bring. Sales leap, which we also call performance leap. You're really focusing on a particular behavior that you want to manifest or bring forward in your behavioral repertoire, that sort of thing. So we have, you know, what we'd call the activators, the superchargers, and the generators, and they're all part of this library of paraliminals we call the Ultimate You Library.
Just another quick question on the the history one, is it basically just opening your history up so you're no longer attached to it, or are you trying to create a new history?
You have a choice. So, for example, your life happened just the way it did.
Right.
And even while it was happening, you had thoughts from time to time, I wish it had been this way. I wish something else would have happened at that point. So that's another way in which you can think of your own history. And then, from time to time, as I've mentioned several times in this particular interview, things happen that are really unexpected, that
right.
either you wished for, or that you planned for, or that you would have otherwise had happen, you know. So there's really these three sorts of things, and at any moment along your timeline, if you would, you could have a choice. At any point in space and time that you lived, you could either focus on what was really happening as you're imagining it, what you wish might have happened, or something spontaneous could have happened. So once you kind of walk your life with these three choices, there's a fourth, which means any one of these or something even better. So you develop this spectacular flexibility at a neurological level for really thinking your life into existence as you would choose it to be.
Right.
And, of course, that is what I would call a meta outcome. It's a larger outcome, which is a result. It's a generative experience, meaning you could focus on the fact that, you know, you're bummed out that your father died when you're a little girl. But as a result of listening to this audio experience, you're generating a capacity of more than just expanding the possibilities. You're really learning that you are in a position of choice of how you experience your life right now. Again, that brings me back to my passion.
Right.
Because if at any moment in time I can say, what is the fuller possibility of who I am right now in this event? Who would I be? How would I live? And you see, to know that I have that choice in the palms of my hand, with every thought I think, it's an astounding level of liberation.
That's very sexy.
And by bringing my attention to what I would then choose to create in my life, there's no doubt but that I can have that.
Sure. You know, I would like, we're running out of time, so before, I have a couple more things I want to ask you, but I do want to remind everybody that there's a special offer for the healthy, wealthy, and wise people who are listening to this recording. And so what I really highly encourage you to do is go to, when we're done tonight, don't leave yet, because we're not quite done, and I know, besides us concluding our conversation, I know Janet has a few things to say, and she may repeat this, but I want to make sure, get out a pen or a pencil and write this down, healthywealthyandwise.com, and then /Paul S. And if you go to that link, you'll get some information to find out how you can start benefiting from these paraliminals that we've been so excited to be talking about. And also, there's a special code in order to get a 15% discount, which is E905H. I'll repeat that, E905H. And again, it's healthywealthyandwise.com/Paul S is where you go to get to the place where you can use that code.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that people know that the NYs is the letter N. Healthy, wealthy, N.
I'll spell it. Healthy, wealthy, and then instead of and, it's the letter N, wise. Yes, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
From the way I said it, people could have thought I was saying and, as in and or ampersand. Out of mind. But at any rate, I've only heard good things about the paraliminals, not just tonight, but for many, many years. So I just highly encourage those listening tonight to at the very least go to the site and check it out. And, you know, if you're ready to really make huge changes in your life, I would just highly recommend you go out there and experiment, either get them one or two or all of them. But if you were just going to leave the listeners tonight with just one or two thoughts, what would that be?
Well, I think to come back to this idea of passion, so often we're talked out of our passions, and this is why Bucky Fuller talked about people being deep genius.
Right.
I don't consider myself to be any more of a genius than anybody else walking around on the planet. When my children were born, I knew they were born geniuses. And you know my wife, Libby, when we interact with our kids, we operated from that presupposition that that's who they are. And all we really needed to do in terms of their education is provide a rich template of resources from which they could then realize that genius to its fullest capacity. And if at any point the school system began to shut them down, we would then step in and run interference, knowing who they really are. And so, you know, the thought of if there is any area of your life where when you approach it, you would consider, ooh, I'm not sure that this is an area of my life where I have the resources to succeed. You know, whether it's learning a language or getting the job that you want or attaining a level of abundance and prosperity that you want or the memory that you have or the weight that you want or the energy that you want in the life in your life. If at any moment in time you say to yourself, I don't or I can't have access to this, realize that your passion, the true energy that is a part of the passions that flow through you, are in that moment being shut down, and you can turn them back on and live from the place of immense passion and energy, absolute possibility and creative capacity. It's all within your reach at any moment in time. So the library of paraliminals is the reason that people love them so much is they can see on a daily basis where they're shutting down in that afternoon or evening, plug one of these in and listen, and really change things around instantly.
That's fabulous.
And it's not like you have to listen to one of these for 30 days in order to have the effect. It's literally right now.
Yeah, well, we live in a society that likes instant results. And so it's nice that you're offering something that gives people such instant results. So I'll tell you what I'm coming away with, besides a renewed excitement for everything that you, Paul, personally, and Learning Strategies is all about. It reminds me why I'm so supportive of what you guys do, because it's so terrific. But the other thing is that, you know, there are so many places in our lives where we hold ourselves back without realizing it. And, you know, it's not a coincidence, you know, Paul, a lot of your stories indicate that, you know, grace or truth or self or whatever you want to call it is always trying to help us every step along the way. And that's been so obvious in your life. And you know, I've been very fortunate in that way, too. But it's not just, we're not special. Everyone who makes a positive shift in their lives, it's because they've been getting a positive message all along that they just haven't been paying attention to. So one of the things I would just really like to leave everybody with, I'd really highly encourage you that because you are listening tonight, you may be getting a message. And the message, I think, is simple, is that you may not be living to your full potential, and this is at least one thing you can immediately do about it. So, and I would highly encourage everyone to go to Healthy Wealthy, the letter N Y, / Paul F. And if you decide you want to purchase something and get a 15% discount, use your special code, which is E905H. And I'm sure. I'm sure Janet, who I heard click back on, will be taking over in a minute and may repeat some of that. But it's always a pleasure to me to just hang out with you, Paul, and just really just explore consciousness, because I think we're both consciousness explorers, and we obviously are passionate about it. And I hope those listening, tonight maybe caught a little bit of our passion. Actually, you didn't catch anything. Maybe hope this reawakens some of your passion for the truth of who you are, and some of the willingness that's always there waiting to be tapped to just go out there and really do something about it, starting from the inside out.
Well, it was a pleasure to be with you, Hale. Thanks so much. I mean,
great fun
to lean into this one and really talk about it.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. Hey, Jen, are you around?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
It's so fun to listen to you guys.
I know, you weren't wanting
your
to
interrupt. Your level of excitement is just very interesting to me. You're the most laid-back, excited individuals I've ever heard. I just love it. Thank you. I come on, ba-bum, and then you two come on. And I just like, whoa. I love it. Thank you so much. It's so coherent and beautiful, and the knowledge is so clear. So thanks so much, Hale and Paul. You shared some amazing knowledge with us tonight. We actually both have. And it's so great to think that it's possible to develop so many different areas of life so easily and effortlessly. And before this call, one of our subscribers sent us the following email when they heard we were interviewing you. And so I wanted to read it very quickly. And it was that... I just wanted you to know I will be on the call with Paul Sheely. Part of my, as you know, I am disabled. Part of my illness includes a sleep disorder. I cannot fall asleep, and when I do, I awaken several times a night and cannot go back to sleep. I've been using LSD's deep relaxation for a little over a month. It is amazing. I use it when I go to sleep. I use it each time I awaken in the middle of the night, and it puts me right back to sleep. I had to go out of town. I took my codes and my D-Relax tape with me. The place I was staying was very noisy. Each time I woke up, I used the tape, and it put me back to sleep. It's a wonderful product. Namaste, Nicole. So I just wanted to share that with you. I thought it was so great. Yes, Hale, I'm going to repeat this one more time because we want everyone to take advantage of this great offer. I want to give that website one more time. And the code. So once again, the website to order your own set of paraliminals is www.healthywealthyandwise.com/Paul F. And for all of you who go to that page tonight and decide to order the paraliminals and try them out with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get a discount of about 15% on the entire set by entering the following customer code, E905H. Thank you again, Paul, for making this wonderful program available to our listeners. Thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you, Jennifer, for creating this venue, for sharing such wonderful information.
You're so welcome. And we just hope to have you both on many, many times.
Well, we're both open, you know that.
And we do. And so for everyone else and all of you, be sure to join us on October 4th when we will be interviewing the legendary Jim Rohn, whom Tony Robbins calls an extraordinary human being whose philosophy can enhance the quality of life for anyone who exposes themselves to it, and Harvey McCabe, that is one of the most articulate, powerful, thought-provoking speakers I've ever seen. On October 28th, we interviewed Debbie Allen, author of the award-winning Confessions of Shameless Self-Promoters. If you've ever wondered how to turn your passion into profits, then you don't want to miss this interview. And then on November 8th, we interviewed the great Les Brown, the award-winning speaker and author of Live Your Dreams. On November 22nd, join us as we talk with David Rickman, founder of SelfGrowth.com. And then on December 6th, I'm excited to announce we just confirmed that Mike Love of the Beach Boys will be our guest. So that'll be a very interesting evening. So it's an incredible lineup, and we can't wait to be with you again and again and again. Now I'll open the lines up, and we'll say goodnight to everyone again. Paul and Hale, just an honor to be with you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.